But he's playing.
Via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we launch here in hour number two of the program, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, right to your calls. And then we'll talk about a concentration camp that the government people are apparently showing off in advance of actually using it. I'll explain where and what the purpose of this thing is in moments, but first, Gene in Tennessee on the amp line. Hello, Gene.
Well, hi, guys.
Hey, Gene, what's on your mind?
I'm sorry to hear you lost that station last week.
Well, I don't know if we've actually lost the station yet, but I believe they have taken us off their weeknight, so we may still be on Saturdays.
Okay, well, you know, once in a while you should listen to old guys like me.
Okay.
Because we have been around and we even though we're old and wrinkled and don't look too good, we've got a little bit of wisdom behind our under our belts. And you probably don't remember this, but on March 25th of this year, if you have the FTL amp MP3, you can go to minute right around 98, and I told you exactly this. I said that, you know, in the freedom types, if we want to promote freedom, we have to accept everybody. We have to be a big, open family, which means, you know, just like in your family, you've got that weird uncle you don't like. You don't like this certain people, but you still smile at them. You still say hi. You still, you know, how you doing? You don't go up to your weird uncle and call him a weird uncle, even though he probably is.
Yep, you're right, Gene. You're right. And that's why we came to the conclusion, you know, after a lot of thinking and reflecting.
That I'm hard-headed. I don't learn from anything but experience.
Yeah, that's why we came to the conclusion that we had been mean to the fringers, and so we are going to be more respectful toward them. However, they should also learn that same lesson, and they don't respect
us.
Everybody
should learn that lesson.
Yeah, they don't respect that we aren't interested in doing the hundreds of hours of research on their nonsensical topics like they are, and they, you know, that's not good enough for them. So hopefully they'll come to
right.
that same conclusion.
And everybody should learn that lesson. You're right. And so the message goes out to all, not just to Ian and Mark, but to everybody out there, that you've got to quit fighting, quit the infighting, quit the bickering, quit the calling people names. You just, you know, if you don't agree with 100% of what somebody says, just smile and move on to something that you can agree on.
There you go.
That's
good advice.
That's the strength behind Ron Paul, is he's got that ability. You know, he's got the fringe types. He goes on Alex Jones all the time, but he never gets...
Doesn't come on Free Talk Live that much.
Yeah, well... Can you get him on? I'd sure like to hear him more.
We had him on once.
Getting the communications director to return your calls is apparently a challenge. Thank you, Gene, for the call and the suggestion. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Because we might all end up in the same concentration camps together. This, according to CBS4 at, Denver. CBS4 News has learned if mass arrests happen at the Democratic National Convention, those taken into custody will be jailed in a warehouse owned by the city of Denver. You remember a couple years back, I believe it was the 2004, maybe 2006, I'm not sure which one, but it was one of the recent political conventions in New York City, Mark, where we read a story about how the protesters were swept off the streets and housed in a detention facility.
Yeah, that was for the people that were, you know, protesting the Republicans, right?
Yeah, it was it happened to be the Republican convention. This one happens to be the Democrat convention, but the techniques are going to be virtually identical,
mm-hmm.
where these protesters that are, you know, are not wanted to be seen. The politicos do not want protesters anywhere near the actual convention locations. And
sounds darn un-American to me.
Yeah, if you get too close or whatever, if they don't like the way you look or whatever the reason is, they can sweep you up and put you in this facility, which looks an awful lot like the very same or the similar one that happened in New York. And we'll describe it to you here. One of their investigators on the news team at CBS4 in Denver got a look inside. The newly created lockup is on the northeast side of Denver. Protesters have already given the place a name, Gitmo on the Platte. Inside are dozens of metal cages. They're made out of chain-link fence material and topped by rolls of barbed wire. This is a secured environment, said Captain Frank Gale from the Sheriff's Department. We're concerned about how that's going to be utilized by people who will be potentially disruptive. In past conventions, mass arrests have taken place. With Denver's jails already overflowing, new space had to be created and officers trained. Each of the fenced areas is about 5 yards by 5 yards, and there's a lock on the door. A sign on the wall reads, "Warning, electric stun devices used in this facility." CBS 4 showed its video to leaders of groups that plan to demonstrate during the convention. According to Zoe Williams of Code Pink...
Oh my God, I mean, it's like threatening them.
That's exactly what this is. Zoe Williams of Code Pink says very bare bones and reminiscent of a political prisoner camp or concentration camp. Williams is one of those arrested at the Republican convention in New York in 2004. Adam Jung of Tent State University says that's how you treat cattle. You showed the sign where it said stun gun in use, and you just changed the word gun for bolt, and it's a meat processing plant. Gale would not discuss the facility at this time, Gale being the captain of the sheriff's department. He said, "We want to make sure we get our game plan set. We want to make sure the entire procedure is laid out, all the personnel know what they're supposed to do." The plans were to keep this lockup a secret, at least for now. The sheriff's department said late Tuesday the mayor's office will be releasing a statement about it early next week, while the ACLU says it will ask the city of Denver how prisoners will get access to food and water, bathrooms, telephones, plus medical care, and if there will be a place to meet with attorneys. So what else can you do? I guess you can just ask a bunch of questions about it, because you sure can't go in and stop them from doing this, can you?
No.
If they want to round a bunch of people up and put them into some holding facility, which really looks like a concentration camp, you know, just envision an empty warehouse with huge sections of chain link fence with barbed wire at the top. Just a vast, empty warehouse with sections of barbed wire chain link fence. That's what these protesters are going to be roped into. If the police decide to do so, which they will, because they like to do that stuff. So look forward to this happening in Denver soon.
They like a distinct line drawn between the good guys and the bad guys.
If you are out on the street with protesters, you might just get caught up with them. When they went, remember the story of New York was they came in and literally swept everyone off the entire street. So it didn't matter if you were a protester or if you were just some businessman who was walking from one point to another.
Remember the lady down in Miami who got shot in the head with the rubber bullet? She was just just an attorney who...
she did decide to pick up and protest that
day. She did, but I mean, you know, she was... She just happened to be there.
But the important point about that story, beyond the fact that she got shot in the head, was the police laughed about it later.
Yeah.
On video, they laughed about shooting the woman in the head. And so you can imagine that the police will just be having a good old time, taking a bunch of youngsters off the streets, you know, people in their early 20s and late teens that might be out there protesting. Maybe some older ladies, because sometimes, you know, Code Pink and those other groups have some old hippies and that mm-hmm. sort of thing protesting. And so whoever you are, Republican, Democrat, Independent, non-voter, if you are in the streets when the police decide to round up a bunch of people to put them into this facility, you could be in there for hours upon hours, and they'll let you out when they want to let you out. And like the ACLU says, they don't even know anything about this. They're trying to find out the basics as to, you know, are you going to have to just pee in the cell, or are you going to be able to go and actually use a bathroom? And that was one of the big problems last time they did this, was there were so many people in there, the logistics of dealing with all of that was very, very difficult. And so this is continuing that very frightening, disturbing trend of penning Americans when they do something the government doesn't like. Something that's a totally nonviolent behavior. Protesting is not in any way inherently dangerous.
Right. In most cases, they don't charge these people. They
that's
just
correct.
Hold them for
they
a period of
them,
time.
Right. They hold them until the convention is done for the day or whatever, however long the period of time is, and then they let them go.
And there's nothing. There's no kind of responsibility that they have for... I mean, you can't just pick somebody up let them go.
No, but if they pee their pants, there's no... You know, they're not going to give you a fresh pair of pants or anything like that.
It's wrong. I mean, you should be arrested for being arrested, and then you've got to try me.
Yeah.
And if you did it wrong, you should be responsible. You know, whomever arrested me and did it falsely should be responsible for breaking the Constitution or whatever they did. But they're not.
If they just pen a bunch of people there and they don't even, you know, if they're just holding you and then they let you go later, they don't even have any evidence that you were there. So it's your word against theirs. You would say, well, I got penned up in this holding facility. And they'll say, well, you can't prove that. Some people did manage to sneak cameras into the one in New York City, so that's how we got to see a look inside.
I bet they don't make that mistake again.
Well, this time they've let the cameras in advance to show off what it is they're planning on doing to
people.
Yeah,
but they won't have cameras in at the time that people are in there.
More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Welcome to the Shack Radio Minute, with thoughts and commentary on spirituality by the author and collaborators of the best-selling book, The Shack. Here's Paul Young, Brad Cummings, and Wayne Jacobson.
Now, Wayne and Brad, you guys have been heralded as the new publishing gurus with such incredible marketing whiz, and you're so brilliant.
Uh-huh. They don't live with us.
So how do you deal with this when you've got this coming at you as far as The Shack and its incredible impact? And
you know, I don't think people have seen a phenomenon in recent years like what's happening, and that's a blast. But I think we would have to be honest. There's obviously something bigger going on. This is striking a chord deep in the hearts of people, and it's a story that's helping navigate people through the rough stuff of life.
Yeah, the shock is that no one else understood that. I think this story pretty much sells itself. People really want to read this, pass it on to their friends. That's the story we've seen. So I don't think we're any kind of gurus about it, but we have been given a wonderful little gift to be stewards of.
For more information on the New York Times bestselling book, The Shack, please visit theshackbook.com. What if there is a God who really loves you? For those who have ever wondered how God can exist in a world of unspeakable tragedy and sadness comes a riveting new novel that could change the way you think about God. The Shack, number one on the New York Times bestseller list for the last 7 weeks, is the most talked about book of the year. It's an uplifting, endearing, unconventional look at a man, his pain, and an unbelievable encounter. The Shack is available wherever books are sold.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials Package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Hey, Clyde.
What's up, Bonnie?
Well, I got a question about those shielded secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold.
Yeah, the sleeves that block us from stealing account numbers from the new credit cards with RFID chips. What about them?
Well, I mentioned them to our friends, and they went in for purchasing the secure sleeves.
Aw, Bonnie. If everyone starts hearing about the secure sleeve, it'll destroy our plan to steal credit card numbers at the mall with my new RFID reader.
I know, but these are friends, Clyde. They promised not to tell anyone else.
I guess you're right. That's what friends are for, I suppose. Tell them they can get a 5-pack of secure sleeves that will fit credit cards and driver's licenses for $19.95. And Identity Stronghold also has a 3-pack of secure sleeves for passport books for $14.95.
And where do they buy them?
They can buy them online or get a mail-in order form at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com. Okay, well, what if they don't have the internet?
They can call 1-800-610-2770. That's 800-610-2770.
Thanks, Clyde.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those, including the bulletin board system. With over 375,000 posts for you to surf around through, there's a lot to discuss, and it's all free over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Are you thinking about starting a business? Here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that can wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents, patents, wills, trademarks. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com.
800-259-9231. Still a few more comments here on this disturbing story out of Denver, where the police, who apparently they had intended to keep this quiet up until the Democratic National Convention, which is scheduled to happen apparently in Denver, but the word got out for whatever reason, and CBS4 there in Denver decided to do a little investigation into this proposed holding facility, which is a city-owned warehouse that used to be utilized for storing vending machines, apparently, until they changed it. They gutted it out and have put up barbed wire fences inside. According to the story, there's a poll there, which is pretty disturbing, where 75% of the respondents, now, of course, it's totally unscientific, but 75% said that this is a good idea.
Well, 75% believe that simply because they're not going to go out and protest anything. Their little lives, whether they're happy with the politicians or not, isn't about protesting, and protesters get in the way, they jam up traffic, you know, things like that. Things go wrong because
the convention is going to jam up traffic.
That much is true. I'm just saying the protesters make it a little worse.
Now, here's an interesting addition. This from the Dig.com comments on the story, where one guy who apparently is there in the Denver area has managed to map the exact location of this particular warehouse, and he says that 2 days ago they had loaded in all the riot gear. The facility has minimal toilets, no more than 2 toilets and 2 urinals, no showers, no air conditioning or swamp coolers. Still contains asbestos insulation. Internal temperatures can get extremely hot without some sort of cooling or cross breeze. He says it's an enterprise zone surrounded by various businesses, and it's not suitable for housing humans for any amount of time. But why would the government care about you? They don't care about what your health is going to be like while you're being held in this containment facility. If you get sick or you pass out from heat exhaustion, the government bureaucrats who authorized this detainment facility will not face any sort of retaliation or retribution or have to pay any compensation to the victims. If somebody dies of a heart attack or whatever happens to people in there, the government people will be totally insulated from any sort of penalty from doing these things.
Yeah, there'll be nothing like people being held responsible.
And, you know, from what I understood of the Nazi concentration camps, the people didn't really understand. Did they know that they existed but didn't know that death was going on there? Or did they just not even know they existed at all?
I suspect that some knew that they existed, some didn't know they existed, and the vast majority of them didn't know what was going on inside.
Right. I just wonder, I mean, look at the reaction from people with 75% on this internet poll saying that this is a good idea, and the government people actually revealing this in advance. What do you do about this? I mean, how do people like us who care about liberty, how do we respond to this? I mean, clearly a good idea would be to not be in Denver during the time of the convention, but.
Or if you want to bring if you want to bring some kind of press to it, to be in Denver.
Yeah, I mean, if you feel like it's important to be there for whatever reason and to protest for whatever reason you want to protest, then how do you handle this? I mean, what do you do? They're going to take your if you've got a video camera, I mean, we always recommend having video cameras because that's a good protection against police abuse. But if they take away your camera, then there's not much you can do. You could, I guess, get one of those newfangled video streaming services. Like, mm-hmm. I think it's QIX.com, I think, is one of them, where if you've got a certain Nokia kind of cell phone, you can actually stream video up to an internet server. That way, if they took your camera from you, you'd be okay. That footage would actually make it to the internet. I mean, you yourself wouldn't be okay. You'd be locked up in this sweltering, hot warehouse with who knows how many other 100 people packed in there sardines or whatever.
Pleasant.
And I want to know from you, what do you think should be done about this? I mean, here they are, the government people, admitting in advance, yes, we have concentration camps, and you may get put in them if we don't like you, if you're protesting in a way that we don't think is appropriate. How do you deal with that? 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Nick in Illinois on the AMP line. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
What you guys are talking about, the group that's kind of all collaborating with it is the Recreate 68 people who are going to Denver to protest the Democratic National Conventions. And I think that it raises an interesting point, what you asked what we do. And I know that you're kind of squeamish about the topic, but I just don't – my problem is that I think that violence is going to at some point be a necessary it's going to be a necessary variable into achieving a liberation. I don't see how.
How do you see that working out? Because, I mean, every time you get violent with the government people, they just get more violent back, and they've got a bigger budget than you.
Well, that's why you need to. Well, my point is that you need to develop something that will be able to take the government on.
Are you talking about, like, threatening government, you know, the government, elected government so-called officials or the chiefs of police, stuff like that? To where they, you know, they would feel some personal.
I'm talking about it all.
Vengeance.
You can't expect us to stay peaceful when they won't even treat us like with dignity. They don't treat us like human beings. So we have to act like dogs. It's not going. I don't see peace with these people ever working. They don't care. They don't care what the perception is. They don't care if they crack you in the head. They don't care, and a lot of the people don't care.
I think they care a little bit about the perception.
I don't know, man.
To some extent.
Not enough. I mean, you look at some of the riots that have gone on and crack them in the back of the head. Protests, doesn't matter if they're peaceful or not. They're going to crack them in the back of the head, break their skulls. People have died because of it. And what happens?
Not much.
Not a damn thing.
The government doesn't change. It gets worse.
Yeah, it just gets worse. Now, instead of
I don't see that protesting itself is going to achieve anything. It hasn't so far.
No, certainly not.
If we're going to stand up for ourselves, and we have to be willing to stand up for ourselves with something more than voices. We need to stand up for ourselves with arms.
Well, I don't think it's come to that point yet. I think that it makes.
What can we do? Well, what we can do is start to develop this movement that can stand up for itself, as opposed to just complain about it.
I think the first step in anything is to get people together, like-minded people together. I think that's why the Free State Project is such a great idea, because it is the best nonviolent, peaceful response to this growing, ever-present, ever-expanding, and ever-intrusive, more intrusive government. And I thank you for the call, Nick, and it's certainly something that I know a lot of people are thinking about. And I think that we haven't exhausted all of our peaceful options.
Not even close. Not shoot the bastards yet.
Yeah, I don't think we're even close yet. We need to get as many people together as possible and then just say to the rest of the country, to hell with you. You can have your statism if you want it. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Gas prices are out of control. Fight back by doing what thousands of listeners to the Alex Jones Show have done. Developed by a major oil company, a product that really works. Introducing SFR's Protecta Complete Fuel System and Engine Treatment. Just one bottle increases mileage for up to 6 months. Fleet tested by major oil companies, showing improvements in every car tested. Stop paying mechanics your hard-earned money to have your injection system clean. Protecta cleans up to 95% of new injector condition in just one tank full and is safe for all cars. Tests conducted by General Motors conclude fuel injectors can partially plug in as little as 5,000 miles due to poor gasoline quality. Fight high fuel prices by purchasing a Protecta fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive an engine treatment free, a $12.95 value. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
In this age of advanced electronics, we have many new amazing technologies. Smartphones, intelligent credit cards, even cars that talk and park themselves. In 2004, John Wright Laboratories perfected the technology known as the Rife machine. The new JW Labs Model A is a compact, solid-state, battery-powered personal therapy device that's in a class by itself. Larger than a cell phone, smaller than a CD player, the Model A has power and accuracy that exceeds anything else that's available at any price, even for top professionals. Use it just 5 minutes as
part of your daily hygiene to give you the edge against any past, present, or future pathogen with 99% reliability. Use it to gain control of the most serious forms of disease. The Model A comes with everything you need to get started, along with unlimited customer service and a lifetime replacement warranty. Act now, because the future is here today. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com today.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Nonex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Imagine if I'd come to you a couple of years ago and said to you, hey, gasoline prices are going to jump to $5 a gallon, and I know a way that we can store several hundred gallons for you, a year or two's supply of gasoline, buy it today at $2 a gallon, and when it goes to $5 a gallon, you'll be way ahead of the game. And you probably at the time would have said to me, you're nuts, get away, you're crazy, little kid, go bye-bye, and okay, fine, now I'm telling you, what's happened to gasoline is happening to food. Your grocery bill's going to skyrocket. And you can put bulk foods away at less than half the price of your regular grocery bill. And by tomorrow's standards, that could be at less than a fourth of the price, or an eighth of the price, or a sixteenth of the price. Hello, or do you have an investor's brain or not? Pay attention. Storable foods, bulk foods, from the J. Michael Stevens Company. EatFoodsDirect.com. Go there now, EatFoodsDirect.com. Get a year or two's worth of bulk foods while they still are available, and they won't be much longer. Or call them at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And they, by the way, include the live streams. Got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both free for you at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. If the story we're talking to you about right now is disturbing to you, then you really should look at the Free State Project. If you love liberty and you want freedom, you want liberty in your lifetime, this is your best shot. Because as our last caller suggested, violence, I don't think that's the solution. I don't think that is going to solve any problems whatsoever at this point, because we haven't really exhausted all of our peaceful options. I mean, going into Denver and capping a bunch of cops is not going to stop them from putting up this concentration camp that they're talking about putting up for the Democratic National Convention. And
it's
just
only
going to
increase their resolve.
Yeah, and just you wait. They'll have one for the Republican National Convention. Again, they did this 4 years ago back in the RNC in New York City, where hundreds, if not thousands, of protesters were rounded up and thrown into very similar cages inside a warehouse. The warehouse they chose in New York City happened to be an old train station, so there was oil and stuff like that all over the floor. These are not healthy, safe places for people to be held. They were not intended to hold people for any amount of time, and yet they're going to be packing them in. So apparently, if you're not in the free speech zone that they set up for you, which is also another barbed wired fenced in area in Denver, if you're not in the free speech zone, which is where you're allowed to be to protest, then you've got a real good chance of getting rounded up off the streets of Denver and put into this concentration camp that the government is admitting to in advance to having. If this doesn't freak you out, you are not paying attention. Let's go to your calls. Michael's on the line in Utah. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello there.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Mark.
Hey, what's on your mind, dude?
I was actually calling about this the subject. It's something that I kind of identify a little bit with the last caller that you had, just because it's something that also makes me very emotional. It makes me angry.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's understandable to be angry at it, but like you said, violence isn't the answer, because there's really no, I mean, short of exhausting your very last option, violence is really not ever going to solve any problems. So, you know, it just doesn't make sense to resort to violence at this point. I think that there's a lot that you can do if you are angry about this, that you can do to, you know, help solve the problem, so this kind of thing can go on a decline instead of an incline. And,
right.
Of course, number one thing you can do is join the Free State Project.
Absolutely.
But even if, you know, if you're not willing to commit to that, if it's too cold for you, like it seems to be for so many people, you can, there's a lot of other things. You can get all the people that are liberty-minded people around you, if you are in that area at all, or just, I don't know, you have to kind of take it on the terms that they've set up for you. And so if I were going to go there to protest, I'm way too far away. But if I were to go there to protest, I'd get all the people that I knew that were like-minded. I would have all of us prepared to face whatever it was that we were going to face there, you know, expecting to spend a long time locked in a cage, like so many animals, with people that were fellow, you know, liberty-minded people, and just kind of anticipate what's going to come up and have respect for the situation, and basically hope that enough people show up that it's so much of a burden that, you know, they think twice about it next time.
They managed to round up thousands of people in 2004. I mean, so it seems like they've got the manpower and they are totally prepared and expecting to arrest a huge amount of people and put them in these containment facilities. So I don't think you can, I don't know if you can outnumber these people. I mean, they want this to happen. They want people to be locked up.
Yeah, I understand that. I think that, I don't know. I think that there's a certain merit in showing people that it's not, that they're not afraid, showing people that you're not afraid.
I agree with that.
Kind of,
I see where you're coming from.
Kind of the way that the gentleman from Texas goes into court. I can't remember his name.
Sam from Texas.
Yeah, Sam. Sam goes into court. Just, he's knowledgeable. He knows what to expect. He has some idea. He studied up on what to expect. I mean, they have video of this place, and so you would know what to expect if you went.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also know that you can expect violence if there's any amount of, you know, disagreeing with their authority, because, you know, they hate that. But I think he's successful. Sam is successful because he studies up on what he does. He knows what to expect. He prepares himself. And he goes there with the proper, not what they expect, but the proper respect for what's going on.
Mike,
and,
you know, I find it so amazing.
I can't respect what they're doing.
I find it so amazing that people are ready to pick up AK-47s and gun it out with you know, police officers and that kind of thing over, you know, what's going on in Denver, but they're not ready to move to New Hampshire
because it's too cold.
They'll die in a hail of bullets. They'll they'll impoverish their family because they're not able to work. But they won't come to New Hampshire.
Yeah, would you rather be?
They won't even sign up for the Free State Project.
Would you rather be toasty and warm in a concentration camp or a little cold here in New Hampshire?
We have heaters.
Yeah, it's true. We do have heat up here, which I don't really understand the objections. I mean, having moved from Florida, being a Florida native, having lived in Florida for 26 years of my life before moving to New Hampshire, anybody that says it's too cold, unless they have an actual, like, medical condition that prohibits them from being in the cold, I think it's just a nonsense excuse. I mean, if that's your only objection, then you need to think a little bit harder about how valuable freedom is to you.
Right. I think that the Free State Project's a great solution, and violence, I just can't see violence ever working, and there's a lot of different reasons. It almost goes back to, like you were talking about the other night with altruism, where, you know, there's really not any true, genuine altruism, because everybody kind of does what they think is right, because that's what they think is right, and that's mm-hmm. very self-serving. And that's okay. I mean, that's just the way that things are. That's, you know, you can say it's selfish, and that sounds bad, but it's not. It's just the way things are. So all the people that are there that, you know, are going to take protesters and bust them in the head and lock them up in cages, it may seem sick, but they honestly are just doing what they think is right. That's what everybody does. So to really say, I'm going to pick up an AK-47 and shoot this guy because I think that's right, and the reason I'm doing it is because he's doing what he thinks is right, it's very short-sighted.
You're not changing any hearts and minds that way.
Yeah, yep. Exactly. And you know, nobody that you look at in history that, besides the people that are infamous, nobody's really famous for being violent.
Yep, they're already cheering. They're already cheering. I mean, the masses are already cheering the government on for building this concentration camp. And so, if you and your protesters decide to, you know, shoot it out with the cops, then the average Joes are just going to be cheering it on for the cops to go, you know, bust some more heads. How dare those criminals shoot it out with our loving, protecting police officers? There's nobody that's going to see that happen, and very few people are going to take your side or change their minds and say, you know, I was against the protesters before, but now that they're killing cops, I've joined their side. Right. I mean, so you're just not going to persuade anybody to your side by getting violence. Will some of the cops get scared away? Yeah, that's probably the case. I mean, certainly
they'll get scared back, but not away.
Yeah, I think we've got a lot more options to exhaust before violence becomes even a consideration. But I do understand why people consider it. I do understand, because when you hear these stories, it makes you upset, it makes you angry, and it makes you want to lash out. But that's the one thing that we have to do, is we have to withhold from following that particular violent instinct, and we have to move on and figure out alternate ways, peaceful ways to forward our message and to, as you said, Mark, to change hearts and minds. And I thank you for the call, Michael.
The only way you're going to win, hearts and minds.
Thank you for calling tonight at 800-259-9231 as we talk to Nick in Colorado, right there in the same state as these concentration camps. Hello, Nick.
Hey, hello.
Hey.
Did that last Nick, did he say he was with Recreate 68?
I think he said that there was some sort of organization that is called that. I don't think he said he was with them.
Okay, because there's a group called Recreate 68,
mm-hmm.
and they just popped out of nowhere, and they're just an anarchist group. What they're doing is they're just trying to rile everybody up, and it's kind of that problem reaction solution where they create this image of people wanting to uprise. That way they could tighten up the police state.
Are you suggesting that this organization is actually run by the police? Perhaps they've infiltrated one of these groups and are actually encouraging people to protest in this way so they can get rounded up?
Yes, it's already been proven. You can go to...
Give me the info in a moment. Hang on, Nick. We'll bring you back. 800-259-9231. It wouldn't be the first time that the police have placed provocateurs in more peaceful organizations to start stuff like this. It's Free Talk Live.
As many of you know, I put on a little extra weight with the baby. Not much, 10 or 15 pounds, but my pants don't fit right anymore. Some of them are darn hard to button. Now, I'm not a real good dieter. I cut back for a day or two, and then I break down and end up binging. My exercise schedule's been pretty lax, too. So I needed another solution. Well, I heard about a product called Dex-C20. I contacted them. I've been taking the product for about 10 days now, and I've lost 2 pounds. Now, that may not seem like a whole bunch, but I haven't done anything else. No dieting and no exercise outside of my normal activity. Most weight loss supplements make me mean and crazy. I can't take them. I'm too sensitive to the stimulants. Not Dex-C20. It's all natural and has none of the stimulants. You can find it at most major drugstores like Walgreens, CVS, or GNC. Go and pick up a bottle of Dex-C20 in the gold box today and start losing weight the easy way. Dex-C20.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and 1 KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available on iOS.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com today.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site, they're free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like Free Talk Live and want to help support the program, then become an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. If you become an amplifier, you get access to perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. And you can feel good because the $3 a month that it costs to be an amplifier is going to get reinvested into the show and thereby help us get on more radio stations and more people's internet connections, spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. So get on board at amp.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Nick in Colorado. Nick, you're back on Free Talk Live. We're talking about the concentration camp that the police in Denver, Colorado, have created for protesters who will be rounded up, or they say if mass arrests happen, and we'll tell you about what New York City's police department actually planned to do 4 years ago here in a little bit. But you are speculating that perhaps the government has placed provocateurs in certain, like in some of these groups, these protest groups like Recreate 68. And go ahead with your thoughts on that.
Okay. My suggestion isn't that they were putting provocateurs in the group. They actually created the group.
Now, do you think this was the Denver sheriff, or is this like a CIA operation or something?
Op. It's an op.
So yeah. Are you suggesting that it's Recreate 68 or some of the anarchist groups, or who do you think that they've created?
Recreate 68.
What gives you what makes you believe that would be the case? Because I'm looking at their website right now, and they have a statement of nonviolence on their site. So,
well, the guy was just calling for arms on the air, so that kind of contradicts that.
No, no one from Recreate 68 has been on the air on this radio program.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I had heard this earlier, and there's another group called We Are Change. Are you familiar with them?
Yeah, they're one of the fringe conspiracy promoter groups.
Okay, but you don't think that they are a provocateur group?
I haven't investigated any of these things. I wouldn't propose to know who is.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. Well, there's another one that's called We Are Change Colorado, and they've documented a lot of this stuff. You could go to their website. They actually even they did some black ops probably about 6 weeks ago there in Denver, and they got the pictures of the helicopters doing their test runs, and they have photos of the actual detention camps and whatnot.
And you're saying that this We Are Change group is actually also a CIA front group?
No, I'm saying that they are they've covered this, and they're the ones who who revealed Recreate 68.
Interesting.
You could go to that website and see it.
Very good. Thank you for the allegations. Appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231. You never know who's behind these things, and so unless you've created the group yourself, then you can't really say for sure.
I wouldn't propose to know. All you can do is stand up for what's right.
Yep. 800-259-9231. So again, the story out of CBS4 in Denver is that the police have been forced to admit that they actually have a concentration camp that they've built inside a warehouse, with complete with barbed wire fences inside this warehouse. It's no air conditioning whatsoever. They're going to just shove people in there during the Democratic National Convention. And it's very, very similar to what happened in New York City, which we actually haven't talked about since it occurred back in 2004. And the New York Sun actually reported in early 2007 an update on the case out of New York City, where again that thousands of people were rounded up and taken to an old train yard facility, an old warehouse where they would repair trains. And according to the police department there, they were forced to admit reluctantly that they actually had planned the entire time to arrest people and to do this. The police department had a code name for its plan to cope with the invasion of tens of thousands of protesters who are expected to take the streets during 2004's Republican National Convention. They called it Operation Overlord 2. The name's an apparent reference to the secret plan for the Allied invasion of Normandy, which was codenamed Overlord. Reports of the planning and intelligence gathering leading up to D-Day are part of military lore, but the preparations for Overlord 2, which resulted in the contentious detention of protesters during the convention, are still unclear. Over the city's objections, a fraction of the police documents from months before the August convention are going to be made public, or they were in 2007, and the New York Sun has obtained several of those. One document suggests the decision to arrest instead of ticketing all persons whose protests were deemed illegal was made months prior to the convention itself. So here you have evidence from New York, where the police made it very clear in their own documentation that months in advance they were planning to arrest every single person that they wanted to arrest. And you've also got Denver police now saying, well, we're only going to use this if there are mass arrests. How much you want to bet they've got plans to absolutely arrest as many people and detain them in these camps as possible?
I guess I'm not surprised that the New York Police Department would plan for mass protests and plan to arrest some of them. I mean, if the protests get out of hand, then we're going to arrest them. And I suspect some of them will get out of hand. That doesn't sound nefarious to me.
Yeah, but there's nothing out of hand about protesting. There's nothing inherently wrong with protesting.
But
there's nothing.
Some of them at these conventions have gotten out of hand.
What
historically
do you mean by out of hand?
I don't know.
Yelling?
Exactly.
Waving signs?
I know 1968 was not great.
What, blocking traffic in the streets?
I don't know what the yippies did. I can't remember, but I recall
traffic,
not thinking it was great.
Right. If you're blocking traffic and there's some sort of problem with that, then you could target the individuals that were blocking traffic. But as you may recall, Mark, as I mentioned before, what happened in New York City was the cops came in with that sort of orange construction wrapping. Have you seen that wrapping alongside construction sites?
Right, it's fencing.
Yeah, it's fencing, temporary kind of fencing.
Mm-hmm.
It's got holes in it and everything. They took that wrapping and they stretched it across the street, and they caught as many people as they possibly could. So it wasn't that everybody was being out of control. It was that the cops decided to target everybody. So they want to arrest people, and don't believe these government bureaucrats when they say, well, this is only if there are mass arrests. Clearly, they're planning for mass arrests. That's why they built this detention facility. So look for this to happen in the upcoming weeks. I'm not sure when the convention actually occurs because I don't pay attention to politics, but let's continue with your calls. John in Kansas, you're on the AMP line. Hello, John. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, guys. I was going to call about the... Recently, I've been listening to your audiobook, The Market for Liberty.
Excellent. You can download that book for free at book.freetalklive.com.
And I've got to the arbitration section, and it got me thinking about something.
Okay. What was that?
Let's say there is a somewhat corrupt company, and they have this deal with a certain arbitration company. The arbitration company will always side in their favor.
Or 75% of the time. Or 75% of the time, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Somewhere around there. And then they, in their contracts, they make sure to only use the arbitration company. What would be the free market solution to a situation such as that?
Well, if you wouldn't sign a contract that says that we're only going to use such and such arbitration company.
Yeah, I mean, if
that would be the first thing. In most contracts, it says a mutually agreed upon arbitration company, because they know that people are going to be like, "What, are you kidding me?" I mean, that's the first trick that somebody would use in the area of arbitration.
If word got out, and it would, because there would be consumer groups that would be paying attention to the arbitrators to make sure that they were doing their jobs as they were expected to do, fairly and impartially. And if it turned out that a company was doing as you suggested and not being impartial, then word would get around, their reputation would be damaged, and people would just simply refuse to get into those agreements. Problem solved. Got anything else?
No.
Thanks, John, for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's a situation that the market can solve, whereas today the market's prohibited from solving that situation because you can't opt out of the government court system. I mean, yeah, there is the American Arbitration Association, and a lot of people will choose to use that in their contracts. But as far as, you know, the ultimate arbiter is concerned, mm-hmm. there's no, they've got the monopoly on that particular status, and so you can't challenge it. They're going to take you and arrest you if you've got a problem with them. So let the market decide as to who is the best arbitrator, because arbitrators in the marketplace would be competing based on fairness. They'd be competing based on cost and expertise and fairness and reputation and all other manner of factors in order to get individuals and companies to put their company's name in their agreements that they're signing with people, and to get people to sign up and use their services. So you want to have the best reputation. Makes sense, right?
It does to me.
All right, 800-259-9231. That is
to some extent. I mean, I wonder what there will be issues. I don't know what they would be.
Sure, but those issues can all be worked out on a voluntary basis through information in the marketplace by people that are interested in spreading that info and tracking that info and keeping an eye on these arbitrators. 800-259-9231. That's the number. Hour 3 is coming up here, and we'll give you an update since we've been talking about New York City. I'll give you an update on what it is that has been proposed by the New York police, because apparently the surveillance system there, they say it needs a little bit of work. It's Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are you?